Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Hagerty, an automotive enthusiast brand and leading specialty vehicle insurer, earlier this year announced the launch of Hagerty Media content and live streams to millions of Samsung TV Plus users in the U.S. The Hagerty channel is providing 24/7 programming on its popular car-themed shows. I'm John Weber for AM Best TV, and I'm speaking today to Paul Rarig, president of Hagerty Media and Entertainment. Paul, so glad you could join us.
Thanks for having me, John. Good to be here.
So, Paul, tell us a bit more about Hagerty Media and the launch of this new platform.
Yeah, thank you again. We're excited about it. It's the latest video distribution path to get our content made more widely available to the audience that we serve. And we're really excited about Samsung. They're a huge provider of video content. They obviously have a lot of success globally selling consumer electronics that are connected to the internet that stream video content. And we're really excited to be one of their 300 channels. That sounds like a big number, but it's similar in size to perhaps the basic cable product that some of us still subscribe to. So we're really excited. We've been producing video and content generally as part of our commitment to really the mission of Hagerty, which is to save driving and car culture for future generations. And so we really believe that helping our customers protect their cars, buy and sell cars, and then enjoy their cars is a big part of how we execute that mission. So this is a pretty exciting new partnership that we're just kicking off the beginning of this year.
And I'm assuming your background fits into Hagerty's media strategy. Tell us about what you've been doing before you came to Hagerty.
Yeah, I think so. It's definitely, I'm bringing some experience, I hope, to the table that's helpful, but I'm certainly learning a lot along the way. My background is traditional media. I got into the business right around the time that the internet was disrupting a lot of traditional media business models. I joined the music business first back in 2004, 2005, at the height of the Napster era, and helped, you know, navigate some of the challenges that presented, technology-driven consumer behavior changes to the music business. And then had a really nice career in film and television, working with AMC Networks and Warner Brothers Discovery. Most recently, I was running direct-to-consumer streaming subscription businesses for AMC and then for Warner Brothers Discovery in Europe. And I think a lot of that experience is instructive and helpful to Hagerty Media. But again, media is part of just a key part of what differentiates us as an insurance provider. And again, flows from the mission of the company that I spoke about earlier.
I was just struck you got into the music industry at the dawn of Napster. Talk about baptism by fire.
Indeed.
So how does insurance and specialty vehicle insurance fit in with your content?
Yeah, so it's really part of what we think allows us to have really industry-leading retention of our customer base. We retain nearly 90% of all of our policies on an annual basis, and it's fueled a big part of our growth. So it helps our insurance business both on the marketing front and customer acquisition front, but we also see it being key to help how we retain our insurance customers. I think the principle there that we're seeing is media allows us to have regular, persistent, and positive engagement with our customers. If we didn't have it and we were purely in the insurance game, then our customer interactions and engagement would be obviously much less frequent and sometimes not as positive. So we at Hagerty Media, we're really principled around celebrating the automobile and trying to elevate the joy of driving. That's like our editorial mandate. We don't tear people down. We don't give negative opinion very often, unless it's very topical and very warranted. Most of what we're doing is positive and celebratory. And it's through that we get the engagement that we have. And ultimately, we measure success of all of this through brand metrics, right? How much is this media content driving brand awareness and brand recall and all sorts of positive attributes. We currently have an 82 net promoter score, which is about two times the average U.S. auto brand metric. So we think media is part of why that's as high as it is, and we're quite proud of that. And then we measure, you know, the engagement that media allows us to have with our customers in retention and are really happy with how we've been able to not just grow new customers, but retain those along the way. So yeah, it's directly both connected to and accretive to the core business of Hagerty, which of course is collective car insurance.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
I have to assume that the channel and streaming platform must be a great vehicle to promote Hagerty's insurance products.
You know, that's a great question. I'm glad you asked it. We try to be careful around that. We try to draw a little bit of a line between advertising or advertorial, as some might call it, where we are using media to directly promote Hagerty Insurance. We don't do too much of that. Most of what we're trying to do fundamentally is serve our audiences with great storytelling, news, and editorial. And I think you see that on the Samsung TV Plus channel and on our YouTube channel, which has 3 million subscribers. I think we would have a much smaller audience and I think less success if we were doing more self-promotion and marketing. So what we've seen work is really, you know, not ignoring or trying to hide the fact that this is all brought to you by an insurance membership organization. But we do try to be faithful to, you know, principled journalism and storytelling that we just ultimately measure success around in customer engagement and responsiveness and time spent consuming. So sort of traditional media metrics guide our decision making there for the most part. But yeah, we do where we think it's contextual, we do try to use media to add context to some of the other Hagerty businesses. I'll just give you one quick example. In the last year, we've gotten pretty great traction with a number of buy-sell marketplace businesses. So Hagerty has an online auction platform now, and we're moving a fair number of vehicles through that, even if it's early days for us. Media helps us really add context to each of those cars. And we probably can't keep up with the volume that's happening there completely, but anytime there's a great story to tell about a car that's for sale that can add, again, additional context to, you know, what is otherwise a lot and a make model in a year, that we've seen that have real traction and really help drive the performance of some of these new areas. So that is an area where we are intentional, trying to bring media content to a core part of our business. But again, it's really primarily about trying to make sure we're satisfying our media audience with great stories.
And as you said, Paul, it is early days, but are you finding that you're able to turn viewers into insurance customers through the platform?
Yeah, you know, we are. We have a pretty small advertising marketing budget at Hagerty. We spend comparably a tiny amount of money on traditional advertising, whether that's TV or radio or more commonly the performance marketing on the internet. So we really rely on things like media, free media, to help advance our brand awareness and establish that authenticity and credibility with potential customers. And about two-thirds of our direct-to-consumer customers that go through our online quote process and ultimately sign up for Hagerty Insurance come to us from places that we don't precisely measure in advertising. So we know that the brand resonance and also I think word of mouth referrals are a key part of what is driving that growth. And we have other things that we do that fit into that brand building category. Media is not the only thing, but we do ask and survey our customers, how'd you first hear about Hagerty? What led you to come get a quote from Hagerty? And absolutely, our YouTube video content, our talent, working with people like Jason Kamisa and others. And now we hope Samsung TV Plus, as a new distribution partner, will just bring more reach and awareness to that media content, which will then translate to people coming and buying, you know, some of the products and services that we sell.
So car enthusiasts tend to be pretty loyal media consumers. What's been the feedback to the channel to this point?
It's a really interesting audience. There are 65 million people in the US that self-identify as car enthusiasts. So it's a big crowd. And it splinters across lots of different characteristics, subgenres. So it's hard to sort of talk about it as an omnibus audience makeup, but the core collector car hobbyists, they are often very, very quick to identify pretenders or people that do not bring industry relevant experience to the stories they're telling or the content they're producing. So we have internally, and we don't always get this right, but we like to think we do more often than not, a very high bar, not just for quality storytelling, everybody in media will tell you they're in that game, but for us, we have to work with real expertise, you know, real experts and bring real insight and expertise that the hardcore, the most hardcore gearheads that we're serving content find, you know, resonant and compelling and credible. Where we get that wrong, if we ever do, there's a big backlash, right? Because our audience really are themselves experts, are tinkerers in their own garage on a regular basis and have incredible passion for, you know, keeping these vehicles on the road and for experiencing them, using them in a way, of course, that we love. That's a big part of the enjoy part of Hagerty. So that's probably the biggest learning that I've brought or I've discovered in my 2.5 years at Hagerty is just how sensitive we have to be to being authentic. And when you do it right, you get a terrific result. If you do it wrong, of course, the opposite is true.
So, Paul, what should we expect going forward, either in the way of programming or insurance offerings?
Yeah, so we're really excited about the media story to continue to evolve and expand as a core part of how we serve the customers that we try to, you know, make manifest into all sorts of business opportunity down the road. But core to Hagerty Media, of course, is the magazine. We're the largest publisher of automotive magazines today. It's called the Hagerty Drivers Club magazine. That goes to our paying members. Hagerty Drivers Club is a subscription membership program. It's $70 a year. You don't have to be a Hagerty insured customer to be a member. And one of the core value adds of that proposition, among other things that we attempt to deliver for the $70 per year price is a great magazine. And it's industry leading, as I said, in the size and scale of it. It goes to over 800,000 paying members. That's the biggest single thing we do in media. And we're going to continue evolving and expanding the print magazine part of Hagerty Media. The other areas that I'm really excited about are mostly in the digital area. We produce thousands of articles and journalism about the both new car space as well as the collector vintage space. And that's all available for free at HagertyMedia.com. And so we'll continue to invest in online journalism as a core part of what we're trying to achieve. And then we've talked a little bit about video, and we want to continue both producing great new video content, but then expanding the reach and how we expose that content to new audiences. And Samsung is a great example of that expanding video distribution. And then finally, we're building a pretty significant podcast network. So we now have 4 active podcasts that are produced by various Hagerty Media talent. And we think that that's a big opportunity to expand not only an audience to grow our audience, but to also bring really more times in the day where people can get exposed to Hagerty Media content, perhaps listening to a podcast on their commute to work. That's a use case that, you know, it's hard for us to serve with written content or video, but it's perfect for audio. So yes, podcasts would be another area of exciting expansion for Hagerty Media in the months to come.
Well, Paul, thanks for speaking with us and best of luck with the platform.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Paul Rarig, President of Hagerty Media and Entertainment. And I'm John Weber for AM Best TV.
Looking to get the attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms to do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day, find out more by contacting our Advertising Services Business Development Team at 908-882-1706.